Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting second. The left fielder, Rick Leach. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kelly Gruber. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Manuel Lee. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, John Cerutti. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jose Roman. And now, play ball. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castillo. Mosby reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield strikes out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball four. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gruber moves to third. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gruber tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mosby takes first base on ball 4. Upshaw moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards first. Tabler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leach. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Allenson scores. It's Blue Jays, 1, Indians, 1. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg takes first base on ball 4. Barfield moves to second. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barfield moves to third. Eorg moves to second. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball towards left field. Carter fields the ball and throws to home. Allenson drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Allenson. Barfield tags and scores. Eorg tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Blue Jays, 2, Indians, 2. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Cerruti covering, for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Knowles covering, for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mosby hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cerruti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cerruti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Barfield hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Eorg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gruber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eorg moves to second. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Blue Jays, 3, Indians, 3. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jarudi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Upshaw moves to second. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mosby bunts towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Upshaw moves to third. Leach moves to second. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell is walked intentionally. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Allenson moves to second. Julio Franco pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 3. the Blue Jays will come to bat. Frank Wills now pitching. Julio Franco now playing shortstop. Corey Snyder now playing right field. Brett Butler now playing center field. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eorg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Gruber bunts towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Eorg moves to second. One out. Tony Fernandez pinch hits for Manuel Lee. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Eorg scores. It's 4-3, Blue Jays. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Franco catches it and throws to second to double up Fernandez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Fernandez now playing shortstop. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hanke now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Mel Hall pinch hits for Brooke Jacoby. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing right field. Corey Snyder now playing third base. Mel Hall now playing left field. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Bell reaches second base with a double. Mosby goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Blue Jays. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Barfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 6-3, Blue Jays. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first, with Wills covering, for the out. Barfield moves to second. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Eorg hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Shepard now playing left field. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. One out. Chris Bando pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bernazard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.